From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois, and today I'm talking with Connie Tomchek from the Peoria Historical Society about their summer history tours. Connie, welcome to Out and About.
Jen, thanks so much for having us.
Well, this is just delightful to have you on the show today. The Peoria Historical Society offers numerous tours specific to the history of our area and our region. I understand you are certified on almost all of the tours that you offer there.
Well, that's true, but I think it really is a reflection of the fact that I've been doing the tours for 18 years at least.
Is there one currently, Connie, that you just are so excited? I know it's hard to pick one, but one that you'd like to share a little bit more with our listeners today about?
Well, my new favorite is the Notable Peoria Women Tour. We developed it for the 100th anniversary of the suffrage, and then COVID came by and we couldn't do it. So now we're doing it, and I just really like it. It's a different way to look at the history of Peoria from the women's point of view and the women in Peoria who have put together a whole bunch of stuff that goes into our town and our history, and or have moved away and gotten really famous also.
Yes, I'm thinking, you know, Betty Friedan. We just celebrated Betty Friedan's anniversary.
She's in the National Women's Hall of Fame. One of three people from Peoria who are in there. And as we research this tour, there probably could be six or seven.
When you are doing your own research for these tours, are you surprised by some of the information that you learn?
Oh, absolutely. Someone on a tour for women, my first or second one that I did, said, had I ever heard of Agnes Faye Morgan? And I go, no. So I went around and researched her, and she was born and raised in Peoria, and she moved away after college, so she spent all of her working life out in California at Berkeley. She was a professor. But the things that she did for chemistry and home economics and research into that kind of thing are just legendary in California. But she's a Peoria girl.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Now, I'm just going to read off some of the names of these tours because they're so fun. You have the Naughty to Nice tour.
Oh, absolutely. Not necessarily okay for kids. Just gives you all the history from the gangster period, from Prohibition. I mean, basically, it comes from Prohibition. And so there were 30 years in Peoria's history where this was a hot spot. This was not a great place to live.
You have the Roll Out the Barrel tour.
Because, excuse me, the thing that put this town on the map was whiskey and beer.
Yes.
So we roll out the barrel and show you where all that happened.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners, and today I'm talking with Connie Tomchek from the Peoria Historical Society about their summer history tours. I think more people are familiar with your Springdale Cemetery tours, but those have been very, very popular for so long.
Oh, a very long time. And because of that, we've broken Springdale tours into two different tours. We do a walking tour of it, and then we also do a drive-around tour of it. It's kind of a walking tour. But then we have changed the bus tour to be just Springdale Cemetery. We start downtown and we just drive up to Springdale and drive all around Springdale, not just about half of it. In the old days, we did Grandview Drive and Springdale together, and it was like you couldn't do either one justice. So now we do a Grandview Drive and a Springdale Cemetery.
So let's talk about the Grandview Drive Tour, because I didn't realize that you had this. You actually are taking people on the bus and explaining more about the houses on Grandview Drive?
Oh, absolutely, and all about the fact that it is, Grandview Drive is a park. It's not a street. Well, I mean, it is a street, but it's a park. The road itself is owned by the park district, and we can tell you the history of who designed it, who built it, how it was built, when it was open, and the fact that you're never going to lose that gorgeous view because that's parkland. The stuff on the other side of the street is residential, and it's houses, and it's gorgeous. I mean, so the walking tour does about 2 miles and talks about every single one of them. The new bus tour goes very slowly and talks about almost all of them.
Speaking of important houses, I was really excited to see that there is a 4th of July event that happens at the Flanagan House that people can come to.
All the time, every year.
Every year.
Best place in town to see the fireworks. You know, do see red, white, and boom from the Flanagan backyard.
Oh.
And you just bring your own blankets and chairs and sit in the backyard and watch the fireworks.
It sounds
really
amazing.
They're fun. We always have popcorn and lemonade to buy, but you can bring your own stuff.
Yeah.
Most people do.
That was Connie Tomchek from the Peoria Historical Society talking about the summery history tours. Connie, thank you again so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And in the studio next week, Willis Barber from the Community Children's Theater will be joining me to talk about their summer production, Disney's Aladdin Jr., which runs from July 6th through the 10th at Peoria Players Theater. I'm looking forward to the conversation, and of course, I hope you'll join me right here on WCBU and WCBU.org. And while you're out and about, be sure to take part in First Fridays. Several area art studios and galleries will be open Friday night with new exhibits, artist meet and greets, and studio tours, including studios on Sheridan, at the Sunbeam Building, the Contemporary Arts Center, the Peoria Art Guild, and many more. For more information on these and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Jody Holtz. If you missed a part of the conversation, you can catch the full episode at WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.
Support for arts and culture programming on WCBU comes from PNC Financial Services. We're focusing on giving back as part of an ongoing commitment to the community PNC serves.